I lost my daughter in 2018, and as I'm dealing with that, in 2020 and 2021, we see what the pandemic, the grief it has caused to people's lives. There was such grief in the world, and I realized, you know, there's always been grief here, but it doesn't seem like we really started talking about it openly until now. Did you notice that also?
Yes, and as we've talked about before, we're a death-denying society and culture. We don't like to talk about death. Obviously, grief in general is related to death. But I think the other issue here is we don't have a lot of knowledge about grief.
Is it because there's a view that grief is weakness? You hear about families that don't communicate, families that don't know how to hug each other and share intimate feelings and thoughts. And maybe that's it. We're just scared to talk about it, maybe because it shows weakness. And now after the pandemic, it just pours out of people.
I think what you're saying is that grief is extremely personal. It's about love. It's about the love that you share with that person, whether it's a husband, wife, son, or daughter, a friend that you truly care about. It's so personal. And to talk about it, you have to talk about the intimacy and the personal nature of the grief. And most people don't feel comfortable doing that.
In 2021, Oprah interviews Harry and Meghan of the royal family. She openly, in front of the world, admits that she had suicidal thoughts, opening her heart and her soul, and she's ripped for it as if people don't believe it. I think if you admit that you were in this incredible state of turmoil and grief and to the point of killing yourself, and people don't want to give you credit for that, no wonder people keep things hidden.
I think your illustration is awesome, and it's a fear of attack. I think some people have a fear that if they share their grief or talk about their grief, they're going to be attacked. And you might say, well, how are they going to be attacked? Well, you're not doing it the right way, or you shouldn't be doing it, or by now you should be healed, you should be better. I mean, I've heard all of these stories about friends and family coming up and saying, are you still grieving? And so who wants to share their grief if other people are going to judge them?
Look at an athlete. He can't ever show that he's hurt. My friend Gary Danielson, who I broadcast with for many years, broke his wrist on the football field. And he ran off the field, and it wasn't until he got to the sideline that he went, ah! And here's another one for you. People lose pets and are deeply, deeply saddened by it because the pet is part of the family, but they won't show that grief to people because people think, well, you should get over it. It's not a human. It's just a pet. So you're right. They keep it inside. Would it be a better world if you were able to spill our grief and have people receive it instead of throw it back in our face?
Absolutely. It would be a better world, and we need to have more grief conversation and grief discussions. And let me just say something about the pet. We would never ever talk about replacing a human being that we loved. But I hear all the time from people that have
pets.
Just get another pet. Get another hamster. Get another dog. And it really offends a lot of people. So you've made some very, very good points. The bottom line is we just need to talk more about grief.